Welcome to the WealthWise Show. This program is for informational and educational purposes only and does not constitute investment, legal, or tax advice. Benowitz Wealth Management is a registered investment advisor in the state of Florida. Registration does not imply any level of skill or training. Listeners should consult a qualified professional before making financial decisions. Past performance is not indicative of future results. Now let's get started with the WealthWise Show.
Welcome, guys, to another episode of the WealthWise Show. I'm your host, Derek Johnson, and today we're going to be talking about the Deferred Retirement Option Program. Yay! Drop. But before we get started with that, just get a couple of housekeeping things out of the way. Guys, understand that this podcast and today's episode is for educational purposes only. It is not meant to be taken as investment advice. Please understand that any guests, myself, or any co-hosts, our opinions are our own, and it's not meant to be screwed as investment advice. If I see a company or a ticker or a stock, it's not investment advice. We do not give investment advice in here. And if you're a client of Benowitz Wealth Management, please understand you have me to go to for investment advice. Please do not use this podcast, which is for educational purposes, as investment advice. So with that being said, let's get started in today's episode. And so today, like I said, we're going to be talking about the Deferred Retirement Option Program, which is an acronym, which is going to be DROP. And I want to go into what is it, how it can be used, and what are some of the tips and tricks that I help some of my clients with. I ain't going to give you everything. I ain't going to give you all the sauce because, like I said, you know, I do this for a living. But just enough to where if you need to do this because you don't feel like going with an advisor or, you know, time is running out, even though you can always go with an advisor, you can know how to do it yourself. And even if you do go with an advisor, you know, like, hey, that don't sound right because this is what I learned. And so with that, what is DROP? So DROP is basically a program, which is the Deferred Retirement Option Program, available to members of, that was supposed to be a drum roll, of the pension plan. And so it's not part of the investment plan. It's for pension plan members only. And so that's one of the benefits of the pension plan is the drop. And it's a really nice benefit. So how it works is once you reach your normal retirement age or eligibility, let's say 33 years or 65, you can elect to retire for your benefits, for your pension benefits, but you can continue to work with your state or local employer. And during that drop benefits, during that drop period, your pension benefits is then credited into a separate account rather directly paid out to you. So basically, you retire, you start collecting your pension payments, but instead of your pension payments going to you, they go into a separate account that will collect interest. And so you lock in your pension at that point. So when you go into drop, you lock in your pension, and now you don't have to worry about your pension no more because you're locked in, but you can still work. Then when you do work, the money that you earn from those years of working after you start drop, those are not credited to your pension because, you know, you're retired. So it essentially allows you to continue to work. And it's kind of supercharger savings, essentially, because when you retire, you're usually on a fixed income. But the state is allowing you to continue to work up to 8 years. I was trying to, you know, not bury the lead and not get out or give off the 8 year thing. But yes, you can work for up to 8 years, but it allows you to work that time while still collecting your employment benefits because, you know, you will be employed. And the money you get with that kind of helps save for your retirement. And then the money that comes from your pension checks, instead of going directly to you, it goes into account, which then accrues interest on a yearly basis. And so the money that is accrued is a tax on a tax deferred, meaning you're not getting taxed on that money that goes into that account. In other words, it's a qualified account. So if you hear someone say qualified account, that means the money that's in that account or will be in that account has not been taxed. So we're gonna run down some of the features. Eligibility. So in order to be eligible to be in drop, you must have been invested and reach your normal retirement date. And so 33 years or 65 years, whichever comes first. There are also some eligibility for a special risk as well. And so the election time for how long you to be in drop is going to be, you know, up to 8 years. That's typically, you know, and when I say up to 8 years, you can be either or. And they just changed that recently, I think in 2023. So you can extend, it used to be 5 years, but in 2023 they switched it to up to 8. So people at the 5 year mark can extend. But this will allow you for more planning time, because technically, you know, you retire. And for those listening, I put up air quotes. And so it gives you more planning time to make sure that when you're done working officially, you have everything in your favor. So like I said, the maximum is 8 years. Now, there are some special rules for certain instructional and administrative educators. Where they can go beyond those 8 years with employer approval. So, you know, that's a different opportunity for those who want to take that opportunity. And then, like I said, you can also, if you not doing the 8 years, or you, let's say before the rule change in 2023, you had the 5 years, you can actually extend for an additional 3 years. How it works is too, is you must remain with your employer. So you can't enter drop and then go somewhere else. You must remain with the FRS employer, and you must not be terminated. You know, don't get fired. And if you do change employers, you know, you might have to file more additional forms. So once again, don't be terminated. But at the end of drop, meaning your official retirement date, then you will receive your pension payments will start coming in, and then you'll receive the lump sum from drop. I keep saying, sorry about that. Actually, I'm not sorry, but that's who I am. But anywho, and so big thing, I wanted to get past that because I think a lot of you already know a lot about drop. If you're watching this, if you don't, that's pretty much the gist. But I really want to talk about how to calculate your payments, not your drop payments, your drop payout. And so, but before I get into that, we are going to talk about that. Your payout options for a drop when you get ready, you can roll over, take out a lump sum, or do both. And quickly, I know I talked about this at length, but quickly, if you take out your drop in a lump sum, you will be taxed more likely up to 20% or 20%. So if you have $100,000 in drop, that's $20,000 as soon as you retire in taxes. And so a lot of you say, well, that's a lot of money. I do not want to give 20% of my retirement savings to X, Y, and Z. And so usually, this is not advice. Talk to an advisor to see if this fits for you. But you can also do what is called a direct rollover. And a direct rollover is going to allow you to, one, roll over your draw benefits, two, into a three, another qualified account. Remember when I said qualified means tax deferred? And so if you don't want to be hit with that 20% taxation, you can effectively roll over that money into another qualified account. I'm not going to say with the different accounts because, you know, that'll be for another time. But you can roll it over into another, say it with me, qualified account. And so understanding that is going to be pivotal to your tax preparation for when you retire. So now we got that the way, the interest. So we're going to calculate, you know, how you're going to calculate your drop payments or your drop payout. And then the interest is 4% as of July 1st, 2023. We're in October 2025 right now for me. So the interest right now currently is still 4%. And so we go on that 4%. Remember that because that's going to be part of the formula, I guess. I want to say calculation, but formula. And so how can you then calculate your drop payout? And we're going to make it very simple. This is a simple example, so don't worry. And so let's say you are a class, regular class, tier two employee, and you did 30 years of service. You did your 30 years, and the highest compensation of those 8 years was $60,000. All right, and so you got $60,000. That was your highest over the 8 years, and you did your 30 years of service. Now, remember from last episode, we talked about the interest or the percentage rate of per year, which is 1.6 per year. And then your actual years of service. So let's say, you know, you're at 65, you're, you know, age 65 or whatever. So how we're gonna do this is, it's gonna be your years of service, credible service. So let's say, for example, in this case, 30 years times, you know, times 1.6% times, excuse me, the highest, what was it? The highest gross compensation, your highest compensation over the 8 years. So that's 1.6 times $60,000. And so that's gonna get you around $28,000 a year. It's really $28,800. And before I did all that in my head, but let me double check my mouth before I say that 1.6%. What? Hold up now. 30 times 1.6% times 60,000. Yeah, so I was right. So that's gonna get you $28,800. And so that's per year. So that's how much you're gonna get in your pension a year if that's your calculations. And so now that the pension, we know how much you're gonna get from your pension, we're gonna divide that by 12 to get you a monthly benefit, which is gonna be $2,400 a month. Now that you have your $2,400 a month, if you continue to work after, you know, you enter drop, remember, when you enter drop, you're locking in your pension benefits. So once you go in, now you're gonna have to do compounding interest, which is gonna be 4% a year. And so if you're at $28,000 a year, and I'm saying 28, I know it's 28,800, but just easier and faster to say 28. Then you're gonna do that, you know, add 4%, and then add 4% to there, and pretty much do that until you get 8. And then that's gonna be your contributions, or that's gonna be your amount. So, you know, you're gonna have, your total drop amount is gonna be, if you do 8 years, it's gonna be $230,400. You're gonna be like, well, where'd that number come from? Well, if you do 28,800 times eight, that's gonna be your, what you call it. And let me just double check, times eight. Yep, $230,400. So now that you know that's how much you're gonna get out of drop in a lump sum, because remember, your pension payments were going into that account, accruing at 4%. So now you do, 4%. Now I wouldn't do 4% on the whole thing, because percentages can get a little wacky. Me personally, if I know that I know my yearly benefit, I'll just do that, for add 4% to the 28, then add 4% to that until I get to 8. Do that 8 times. And that is how you will calculate your pension benefits and how you will calculate your drop payout. So if you notice, if you're making $60,000 in this scenario, if your yearly benefit is $28,000, that's not $60,000. So this is where I would say talking to a financial advisor is important, because now we have to figure out how to fill in all those gaps that is being left. Yes, you got your pension, but you know, if you're used to $60,000 a year and you've been working, and you know, and your lifestyle is revolving around $60,000 a year, switching to $28,000 is going to be really tough, like really tough. And so that's where it's important to have someone to talk to. You know, this is not me advertising, but you know, if you guys do need someone to talk to, if, let's say you look high and low, and you're like, you know, I listened to this video that he did a great job explaining, and I would like to know more, feel free to reach out to us. Benowitz Wealth Management. And so that's how you understand drop. That's how you understand how to do the calculations. And it's really important to know these things, because if you're going in a relationship with someone helping you, you need to know what they're talking about, and you need to have an understanding of your finances. And so with that being said, guys, I greatly appreciate you listening to another episode of The Wealthwise Show. I've been your host, Derek, and until next time, stay wealthwise.